On August 2, 1985, a young American Airlines pilot named K. Scott Griffith watched in horror as Delta Flight 191 dropped from the sky during a sudden microburst, killing 137 people. That single moment became his life's turning point, launching a decades-long investigation into why catastrophes happen and how we might prevent them. What he discovered wasn't just about airplane crashes. It was a hidden pattern connecting seemingly unrelated disasters, medical errors that kill patients, business failures that destroy companies, and everyday risks lurking beneath the surface of our successes. His methods have contributed to a staggering 95% reduction in fatal airline accidents. But here's the remarkable part. The same principles that make flying safer can transform how we manage risk in healthcare, business, and even our personal lives. Think about Facebook's privacy scandals or Apple's supply chain meltdowns. These weren't random bad luck. They were hidden risks that nobody bothered to look for until disaster struck. We celebrate victories without understanding the vulnerabilities that made them possible until something goes catastrophically wrong. We live by an iceberg model of risk. The problems we see represent only a fraction of the dangers lurking below the waterline. Organizations develop false confidence from past wins, learning the wrong lessons from good outcomes achieved through vulnerable systems. This pattern repeats across history, from the Titanic to the Challenger explosion, from Enron's collapse to Tesla's production struggles. Our optimism consistently outweighs our risk intelligence until we personally taste failure. After decades studying catastrophes, Griffith discovered that reliability follows a precise sequence most organizations get backwards. This sequence of reliability works universally: business operations, healthcare, personal development. But skip a step or reverse the order, and you're building on quicksand. The sequence has two phases. First, see and understand risk. Develop vision to recognize potential dangers and deep knowledge of how risks manifest, including subtle, systemic risks that compound over time. Consider COVID-19's devastating spread. Leaders failed not because the virus was unknowable, but because they learned the wrong lesson from SARS in 2013. They assumed people were only contagious when symptomatic, a fatal error. By missing asymptomatic transmission, every subsequent measure failed. Second, manage reliability in exact order. Systems first, to become effective and resilient, then humans, performance and behavior, finally organizations, to achieve sustainment and become predictive. Most organizations focus on human behavior before fixing flawed systems, leading to frustration, waste, and continued failures. Consider dieting, traditionally seen as a willpower problem. But without an effective dietary system that works for your metabolism, no amount of willpower produces sustainable weight loss. Get the sequence right, and reliability becomes sustainable. Get it wrong, and you're fighting an uphill battle you'll never win. Systems fail constantly, from McDonald's broken ice cream machines to collapsing bridges, sometimes fatally. For leaders, understanding system failure is foundational to safety and success. System performance depends on interconnected factors: design and degradation, resource matching, capacity versus load, external factors, and human performance. Everything deteriorates. Hardware wears, software becomes obsolete, procedures lose effectiveness. Among these, system design stands supreme. Engineers manage performance through three sequential strategies. Barriers prevent failures by reducing threats or limiting risky behavior. Fences, passwords, speed limits, breakaway gas pump hoses. Redundancies provide reliability through parallel components and backups: dual truck wheels, spare tires, multiple aircraft hydraulic systems. These work best when truly independent. Contaminated fuel from the same source affects both tanks. Recoveries provide protection after barriers and redundancies fail: parachutes, system restore functions, medication antidotes, lifeguards. A hospital story illustrates this. A nurse silenced a false alarm but forgot to reactivate the cardiac monitor. When the patient later went into cardiac arrest, no alarm sounded and the patient died. Rather than firing the nurse, the patient safety officer recognized this as both human and system failure. The solution? Program the device to automatically reactivate after being turned off. This simple recovery strategy prevented similar incidents, not by changing human behavior, but by changing the system. Look first to strong system-focused solutions rather than concentrating on human performance alone. We're all products of unique biology, environment, and experiences, yet we share one universal trait. We make mistakes. Human failures are inevitable but manageable through understanding what motivates our behaviors. Here's the paradox. The more reliable our systems become, the less reliable humans grow within them. Automation breeds complacency and erodes skills, from remembering phone numbers to flying aircraft without autopilot. Daniel Kahneman identifies two thinking modes affecting reliability. System 1 operates fast and automatic. We're on autopilot, making quick decisions based on training and instinct. Efficient, but error-prone. System 2 involves slow, deliberate thinking with concentrated effort. More logical, but exhausting, so we use it sparingly. Human errors come in distinct forms. Slips are unintended actions, hitting send prematurely. Lapses are inadvertent failures, forgetting to turn off the stove. Mistakes occur when the action was intended, but the result was not. At-risk choices are intentional behaviors that increase unrecognized risk or risk mistakenly believed justified. Steve Irwin's case illustrates this perfectly. His decision to bring his one-month-old son into a crocodile pit sparked outrage, but Irwin was genuinely perplexed. He knew the crocodile's temperament. His 2006 death from a stingray attack demonstrates how repetitive at-risk choices eventually produce different outcomes as conditions change. These behaviors usually produce positive results, reinforcing them until tragedy strikes. Organizations are living ecosystems where reliability depends on how people and systems interact. Like baseball teams, they juggle competing priorities, customer service, safety, privacy, cost control, with no single value consistently dominating. Employees develop workarounds as circumstances shift, even while core values remain intact. Culture is a dynamic force affecting performance at every level. Successful organizations recognize that cultural diversity across departments provides a design advantage, similar to hybrid vigor in ecological systems. Biases distort perception dangerously. When we punish at-risk choices only after bad outcomes occur, we ignore countless similar behaviors happening without incident. The most dangerous form is no harm, no foul mentality, underreacting when nothing bad happens. Professional bias creates double standards across hierarchies, while fundamental attribution error causes us to judge others more harshly than ourselves. NASA's Space Shuttle program offers critical lessons. Despite 133 successful missions, Challenger and Columbia revealed how organizational culture contributed as much as technical factors to disaster. Competing priorities, supporting the International Space Station while being fiscally responsible, created pressure that contributed to catastrophe. Effective leadership requires coding reliability into organizational DNA by following the sequence. Predictive reliability means anticipating future risks rather than reacting to past events. Organizations identify risk through progressively valuable strategies, from accident investigations and audits to employee reporting systems, digital surveillance, and predictive risk modeling. Early improvement models described accidents as links in a chain, suggesting we could prevent failures by removing a single link. This dangerous oversimplification offered no basis for determining which links to remove first. James Reason's Swiss cheese model added dimension, viewing accidents as latent failures aligning like holes in cheese, but still left us questioning which holes to plug first. Predictive risk modeling emerged in the 1970s, using fault trees to map system failures mathematically. These trees illustrate multiple pathways to failure with probability estimates for each branch, creating a quantifiable risk picture that highlights the most likely pathways to accidents, not just the one that happened yesterday. After witnessing Flight 191's crash, Griffith helped develop LIDAR wind shear detection systems and created the Aviation Safety Action Program, ASAP, which transformed aviation safety by encouraging frontline workers to report risks without fear. The U.S. aviation industry achieved a 78% reduction in fatal accidents by 2005 through industry-wide collaboration. Today's challenges: climate instability, pandemic prevention, employee burnout, demand applying the sequence of reliability before disaster strike. A utility with over 800 vehicles faced persistent backing accidents despite backup cameras, mirrors, sensors, and spotters. The issue? Drivers were gas and electric professionals, not driving experts. With 12 competing sensory inputs, they couldn't process everything simultaneously. The solution removed selected inputs, adopted stop, scan, then primary backing, and reduced multitasking while moving. Reported accidents dropped to zero the first year. The science is clear. The sequence matters. Results are sustainable. Experience alone won't protect you from unfamiliar risks. You need sophisticated frameworks to identify potential catastrophes before they materialize. We now have a map to the invisible risks lurking below the waterline of daily successes. The question isn't whether you'll face them, it's whether you'll see them coming. Apply the sequence. Look below the surface. Build systems that protect people from inevitable mistakes. Because reliability isn't about perfection, it's about following the right sequence in the right order every single time. Your move.